Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
An email reads like this. Dear Burt Show, I'm having a debate with the co-owner of my company that I'm hoping your show can help with. I can never call in because the subject matter alone would definitely make some never use our business. Without giving away too much, we're a medium-sized company. What we specialize in is of no consequence, but most of our day is spent in business meetings in or out of our office. Our clients are roughly 65% men and 35% women. We both have to agree on the hiring of every, and that's capitalized, every employee. Up until now, we've never really disagreed, and because we have the same business philosophy, we've become successful quickly. Here's our debate. We're in the process of hiring a receptionist. Not a huge decision, right? But for whatever reason, we've both really become strong-headed about which employee should get the job. The receptionist that I want to hire has a fairly solid resume. She's worked at a handful of reputable Atlanta businesses, and she's armed with good references. And she's very attractive. Very attractive. The receptionist that he is endorsing has a great resume as well, probably slightly better than the receptionist I want to hire. She's been a receptionist at a few more big-name companies in Atlanta than receptionist number one, and she, too, comes with solid references, but she's not attractive at all. We're both married, and this has nothing to do with sexual attraction. Strictly from a business debate, my belief is that a receptionist is a potential client's first impression. His feeling is that it's way more important to have a receptionist that we know will be able to handle all the small details that go along with this job. His feeling is that the less attractive employee is a more qualified fit. I can agree that I'd be slightly more confident in the less attractive employee's skills, but for me, her much better looks are way more of an advantage than her slightly less qualified resume. Remember, this is a receptionist. Any input you guys could provide would be fantastic. We'll both be listening, unnamed listener.
So there's the debate.
Do you hire as the receptionist? Now, keep in mind what the position is.
Mm-hmm.
Your first line of defense, I guess it's sort of a marketing decision.
It is the first impression that you have of any business, whether that's going into a doctor's office, going into a corporate company, going into a retail store, wherever it is, that is your first impression.
Where this debate is going to go is people will say, okay, well, if it's your first impression, but does that mean that restaurants should only hire attractive servers?
Most of them only hire attractive hostesses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about retail stores? They only hire attractive people to sell the clothes?
Well, I think that, I think that the people who are the greeters, like at the front of the store, are definitely more attractive.
Now, I think
that doesn't apply.
I've been to Walmart.
Maybe Walmart.
I've seen the greeters.
That might be the best of the employees that they have to choose from.
Maybe 1922, she was hot.
That's a retiree program at Walmart. But
it's hard to see her around the cloud of smoke that forms around her oxygen tank.
But if your first line, the first impression that you have of the company is the receptionist, what this is saying is that, look, they're not that far different.
Resume-wise.
Their qualification-wise, it's not that crazy different. He says, yes, the less better-looking receptionist is probably a little more qualified, and my company's probably in better hands with her. But the fact that the other one is so good-looking, and for this specific position, receptionist, she's the first that's going to greet everybody, that supersedes her experience.
See, I just wonder where he defines attractive, because I think that attractive can be defined in how you present yourself. Like my mom would call it, like, do you groom yourself well? Because I think any people of any sort of shape, size, whatever it is, can groom themselves well. Wear nice accessories, because both of these receptionists are female, so wear nice makeup, have their hair done nicely. You know what I'm saying? So if one or the other is either doing that or not doing that, then I would say go with the person who is more well-groomed, because that is a put-together look at the front of your business.
And you can't really hire somebody and have the conversation either right before or right after they're hired saying, hey, I just want to let you know that if we hire you, you're going to have to clean it up a little bit. See your hair right there? You're going to have to... You have to clean yourself up, make yourself a little more attractive.
No.
You can't have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Either you have that before you get hired or you don't.
Yeah, it's either part of the job description or it's not.
Hey, Deanna.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about this?
I think that they should hire the less attractive one. First of all, people aren't coming in there with sex on their mind. They're coming in there, they're about to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, really? It all just goes back to the skill. I mean, she's more skilled than the rest of them.
Slightly more skilled than the other one. So you say go with a less attractive person because it's about business.
Good morning, Stephanie. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hello.
I work for a promotional company, and I'm in charge of hiring. And everybody that we hire, we do have to make sure that they're qualified for the job. But one of the qualifications is that you have to be an attractive person, because what you look like is the first thing that people see.
There are some industries where this is going to be more important than others. You remember that case we talked about a long time ago, and I think it was a Bally's. And there was a case where there was a cardio teacher that was by far in the best cardio shape of any of the instructors at this specific Bally's, right? Mm-hmm. She was the best instructor they had. But they let her go because she didn't fit the Bally's image. She wasn't thin. She was sort of overweight. She didn't look like she was doing cardio for 4 hours a day.
Hmm.
So we debated this back and forth. And I think Bally's went to court and they actually won the case.
Right.
Because that was part of their job description to start with.
It's part of marketing. You know, when you're a fitness instructor, part of the image is this is what we can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if your cardio instructor doesn't look ideally like you are hoping to look, then that's counterproductive to their brand and their image.
Don't you wish they would have had that with, like, high school gym coaches and stuff, too?
Oh.
Didn't you guys ever have really unhealthy PE teachers and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine were the picture of good health.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
God, mine couldn't have been more different.
Couldn't have been
that.
Worse.
Yeah, we had, I mean, I remember our gym teachers, our elementary school gym teacher, I believe his name was Mr. Klein. And he was a little intense for coaching fourth graders. Like, just a little bit. Like, he really wanted us to go from fourth grade to the Summer Olympics. And I remember that. And then we got into high school, and our gym teachers didn't care. I mean, they were like, hey, presidential fitness test, you know, coming up next week. You guys want to play kickball or train for that?
Our gym teachers, like, in... junior high school, we're always just a little bit creepy to the girls.
Oh, gross.
They were the good-looking ones, but it was always just a stare that lasted a little bit too long.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of teaching you how to swing that tennis racket from behind.
Oh,
just
gross.
A little too long, and we all knew it. You pervs. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is Katie. How are you?
Good,
hey, Katie.
Katie. How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, no, I was just going to make a comment. I used to work for a staffing company here in Atlanta. And, you know, basically we would have clients call in and, you know, they would basically say it without saying it. You know, I want a polished and presentable candidate. And, you know, that would kind of tell us, you know, and they would look at the resumes and they would ask, you know, well, what's their presentation?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I think, you know, I understand from their viewpoint that they want someone who is going to, you know, because when you walk in a company, that's the first person you see and that greets you. And if they're not polished, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean they have to be drop dead gorgeous in a 10, but if they're not polished, kind of what Jen was saying earlier, you know, it kind of puts that first thought in their mind.
I think that's right, because I think presentation means, you know, anybody and everybody can have a good presentation. If you put yourself together well, if you dress sharply, if you, you know, take care of what you have and, you know, put your best foot forward, I think that that can make you more attractive. You know, if you're a naturally attractive person, but you don't do anything with yourself and you come in looking sloppy and you got, you know, old mascara under your eyes from 3 days ago, like... You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're more naturally attractive. I think it's just the way that you put yourself together.
Hey, Hannah, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not calling myself a beauty queen, but I'm a very attractive person, and I've worked in a lot of customer service, and I found that, and I have a great resume. I've done a lot, but I found it harder, you know, with my hair done great and my makeup done great and a great outfit. People assume that I'm a ditz.
Really?
So it's been, and sometimes it's hard to get the job, even when you're pretty or when you're not pretty.
Look, this kind of discrimination goes on both ways, because one of the most controversial calls we took over the last couple of years was, do you remember that one dude that called up and said that he wouldn't hire the attractive woman
because
he didn't want the temptation. He and his business partner didn't want the temptation in the office. They're both married, and they didn't want to think that, look, I don't want to have all these thoughts about her. Maybe something will come of this relationship. So they hire nothing but, like, unattractive people.
And it's hard because the first month that you're there at a new job, you have to get, you know, all the bright guys to leave you alone and understand that you're there to do work and not, you know, mess around with them on the lunch break or when you get to work, or you're not there to chit-chat all day long. And, you know, I don't want to go to lunch with y'all. I don't want to hang out. I'm here to come to work. We don't have to be boyfriend and girlfriend because I look nicer than the receptionist that was here before.
Do you find yourself dressing down on interviews and once you get the job also?
I do. Mm-hmm. I have had to because if I do too much, I look over the top. So, and it can be in a nice suit and just, you know, plain jewelry and calm down hair, and it's still, I look like a representative for, you know, a pageant show. So
I really want that problem. I really want to say at one point, you know what, they turned me down because I'm too good looking.
I'm going into this job interview, I'm going to have to ugly myself down.
Yeah.
You know, I worked at a company once where they were having some issues with the receptionist that had been there a long time, who was like kind of having, like, I don't know, I guess you could say, like, attitude problems or whatever. And so the
can't
boss
be a receptionist with an attitude problem.
Yeah. Well, the boss, like, bought a plaque that said director of first impressions, and, like,
it really
it was
is.
Sort of like her kind of heads up of going, like, hey.
Which way did it face?
It faced her.
Message on both sides.
It was a reminder.
All right, one more call here. Good morning, Amy. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
I'm just a little disappointed, you know, at society once again. They've let me down. When the other caller was like, you know, you have to be pretty, and then, I mean, is that where the ugly people supposed to go? You know, where are they supposed to work? Walmart? I mean, that just, it's ridiculous.
Well, I think that there are some jobs, like I said before, that it's more important for you to be good looking than in other jobs.
Right.
If I'm sitting behind a computer all day, then
Who is the owner or the manager? How are you going to deem me cute or not cute?
I guess
attractive. What's attractive and what's not attractive?
Well, I guess they
My
have their
skills
own.
Are the most important.
What do you think about the whole, like, presentation conversation?
Okay, if you are groomed, like the other caller said, you know, no piercings on the face, that kind of thing, your hair, you know, is, I guess, washed, and you have nice clothes on, I don't see what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think it's a marketing decision, and your model for what's good looking is going to vary from
who you are.
Who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the model also is going to change from business to business.
That's true.
So if you're the owner of this company, do you hire the better looking woman, less qualified, or better qualified, not as good looking?
I would go with the better looking woman because, I mean, it is the, as Jen said, the director of first impressions. But the bottom line is, we're not talking about a high brain power job here. So
necessarily true.
Well,
I think,
I mean,
it can be a very difficult job depending on how many people you're a receptionist for.
Sometimes those receptionists are the ones really that run the office.
Are we talking about receptionist, or are we talking about administrative assistant secretary type duty?
This just says receptionist.
So receptionist, your job is to answer the phone, greet the people, direct the people to the right direction, probably distribute some mail or memos or stuff like that. Now, if it's a different job where the duties are more administrative, then I would look more at qualifications. But I mean, if you're the size and importance of the company on your resume, if your job is to answer phones and patch people through to voicemail,
hire the better looking one, you're saying?
Yep.
Jen?
It's a difficult decision because I think it does have to do with presentation. So it's not like necessarily who's naturally more attractive or not. It's just who presents themselves the best and who can handle that job. And I don't want to minimize the job of a receptionist. I think it can be a very, very difficult job to juggle a lot of different things.
All right, so, Senator Hobby, who are you hiring?
I know, it's hard.
I don't want to say it, but it's the better looking person.
Senator Hobby, who are you hiring?
Say it.
Say it.
God, you're a coward.
Come on.
Spit it out.
Say it.
Probably the more attractive candidate.
There you go. Feels good, doesn't it? Say it. Better looking people are better.
No, that is not true. It's for that position.
In this position.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.